Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and it's June 20th, 2011, and this is the subscription site Q&A. Our first question for today: rebuilding intimacy after sexual addiction and recovery. Hi, Rick. Man, I miss those days of calling you. Kathy and I have been listening to your old radio archives and really miss the Lifeline. Hope all is well in your world. We've been trying to find a program you offered with an expert on your show regarding rebuilding intimacy after infidelity / sex addiction. We could not find it. It might have just been you guys only. It just seemed like you had a guest on. Hope your family and grandkids are doing well. We are still working at our recovery. It has followed your path as you outlined it. Blessings, Wayne in Oregon. Hey, Wayne. Good to hear from you, man. What a blessing. You guys were incredible. On the sexual addiction and recovery, that was actually a program that we did with John Haney, who is on staff here. And I don't know if you listened to that particular program, but I will do my best to find that particular episode for you, and so you can find the title. John is ASECT. That's an American Society of Sex Education Therapist, and he is very, very qualified in this particular area. So I don't know that I could have found a guest that could say much more than what was offered in that particular program. I would listen to that and see if that gives you some direction. I'm trying to think of other books. Another thing I think that's really good is Pinner and Pinner's book, Restoring the Pleasure. I know John and I both use that extensively with couples who are trying to rebuild intimacy after sexual addiction, and I would follow that particular program in Restoring the Pleasure pretty much to the letter. I think you'll find that it will give you a really good sense of direction, a new way of beginning to connect with each other and help. All of that, if that doesn't work, why don't you contact me again through the Q&A or set up something here through the office and let's talk, and we'll see if we can get it on to the next level. Second question. My mate is not my problem. Hi, Rick. Here's my question. Can you explain what you mean by the problem is never my mate, but my mate only reveals the problem in me? Where do you get that from? As if it's a foregone conclusion. Certainly when I say my mate is never my problem, my mate only reveals the problem in me, I'm not saying that our wives or our husbands don't have problems. They most certainly have their issues. All people are fallen. But I also believe the only thing that I can change in the long run is me. And I have to be able to look at who I am. And if you want to find out the places where I've yet to be conformed to the image of love, all you need to do is let my problems bump up against my mate's problems, and suddenly my thing is revealed. It's just kind of brought to bear, because my responses are going to show the places where I have my issues. And I think that far too often we get focused on our mate and what changes they need to make. And I find that relationships change unilaterally, that ultimately if I can change how I'm responding because I'm really beginning to look at me, then I'm going to do far better. Now, if you're writing this because you're worried about the problems your mate has and it doesn't feel safe in the relationship unless your mate addresses their problem, certainly I think there is a place for, honestly, in truth and in love, I think sharing with your mate what you see, but understand what they do with that information and how they respond to that is really far more about them than it is about you. What you're going to continue to find, and what I hope you look at, is your responses to their problems. And that's the place where I need to begin to change. That's the place where I need to be focused. I believe that my mate is incapable of making me feel one way or the other. that as I mature, my peace, my happiness isn't based on circumstances. And hopefully, another thing I will say is, you know, I get to the place where I'm not offended. It's you know, I never have an excuse to be offended. I want to be at the place where if somebody else is having huge issues, if they're being wildly inappropriate, if they're blaming me for everything, that ultimately I'm not offended. Now, on the other hand, if I end up being defensive, I end up mirroring them and attacking them back, all that's really doing is revealing my problem. I mean, I know kind of what their issues are, but my blind spots won't be about my mate. My blind spots are going to be about me. And my salvation, my freedom is going to literally come from addressing my heart issues and how I see things. It's my transformation. It's not their transformation. And so that's, again, why we always say, my mate is never my problem. My mate just reveals the problem in me. That being said, that is the last of our questions for today. I want to thank all of you for joining the call today. Hopefully that's helpful, and I look forward to touching base with you guys next Monday. God bless.